Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Bryce and Bianca with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, Brisbane Star Casino has had its deal deadline extended following uncertainty of the casino's future. The Star, which has previously had financial trouble with the Queen's Wharf Casino, was set to reach a decision on the sale of its stake in the casino yesterday. The deadline has now been extended to July 31, following the termination of purchase from Chow Tai Fook Enterprises and Far East Consortium. The Queensland Government has indicated it wants a casino to continue operating at Queen's Wharf, however will not offer financial support or concessions to Star. If the deal does not succeed, Star Casino will fall into administration, and it is likely that other global casino giants will purchase the company's shares. The Mitchell Highway in southwest Queensland has finally reopened this morning following its closure on Sunday due to an oxygen tanker catching fire. The truck, which had two chemical trailers, was reported to have caught fire around 8 p.m. on Sunday evening. A Public Safety Preservation Act was declared before 9 p.m., with an exclusion zone spanning a major section of the Mitchell Highway, about 20 kilometres south of Charleville. There were no reported injuries, and authorities lifted the exclusion zone early this morning. In national news, there is just a content warning for this one, because the story may contain content that might be distressing. But following yesterday's headline of fast-track childcare courses being chastised, regulations in the childcare sector have come under fire following the discovery of many dangerous practices across different centres. Investigations have begun following the arrest of a childcare worker last week who was found guilty of over 70 child abuse charges. These investigations have unearthed thousands of issues, including a lack of basic training in first aid, sleep safety, and child protection. One particular business was found to have over 350 breaches that had gone unchecked. Other reports discovered staff members had not completed basic suffocation and allergy training or do not currently hold valid working with children checks. Veteran educators are asking for a reform of the system to protect the children in the centres.
Ecologists warn that native animals in the Victorian Winton wetlands are at risk as the area changes hands to the Department of Energy, Environment and Climate Action. The 9,000 hectare spanning wetlands is changing ownerships as the previous committee running it was unable to establish a sustainable business model despite state funding. The state government has indicated they will explore alternative management options, with ecologist and former park ranger Dylan McWinney warning that if they decide to close environmental programs, the areas are at severe risk of pests. The area is known as the largest wetland restoration project in the Southern Hemisphere, with many threatened species such as the white-bellied sea eagle, brolgas, and Australasian bitterns being rewilded and brought to stable populations in the area. Moving on to international news. Former Russian Transport Minister Roman Starovoyt has been found dead with a gunshot wound in his vehicle just hours after he was removed from his post by President Vladimir Putin. The Kremlin provided no official reason for Mr. Starovoyt's firing on Monday, with Russia's investigative committee stating that the death was likely a suicide. Political analysts and some Russian state media speculate that he may have been dismissed in connection with an investigation into corruption in the Kursk region, which he was the governor for of over 5 years. In April this year, his successor, Governor Alexei Smirnov, was charged with embezzling money earmarked for border defense purposes. This comes after a Ukrainian counteroffensive took place in Kursk last year. Just moving on to the weather today, Brisbane has started to get a bit chilly, but is expected to warm up as the sun comes out. It is currently a very chilly 9 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news at 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au. Thank you.